Nobody knew how to stop them. So I'm telling you, nobody knew. I mean, they tried everything. They tried slingshots. They tried BB guns. But they didn't work. They just kept coming over the hill. I mean, those things were tough. They just came tearing through like that. They're like they thought they were the best there ever was. Some of them actually were, but I'm not going to tell you that. And they came over that hill like that, just come 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they just in crowds. Oh, we all held our hands up and said, okay, you got us, we're all done. And the drivers of the cars, they all stopped right there in front of us, and they got out. We had like 1, 2, 3, that one's not out yet, but there's going to be 4, by the time they're all out, there's going to be at least 20 to 23, maybe more drivers standing next to their car. Just looking at him, just sweating and chewing gum, and one guy over there smoking. Now tell me that looks good. Just drive you nuts, you know what I mean? It just drove you absolutely nuts. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I picked up a stick and I held it up. Well, they all just got stiff. I could see them tightening up. One over there in the green suit, he come walking over to me. I just laid there with a slight buzz in my head. I heard the engine starting and heard them leaving. I was the only one laying there by the time they were all gone. Do I have to take that from those people? I don't think so. Well, I jumped to my feet right away and I was a little bit dizzy, but I don't care. I just grabbed this. Let me just get down to my knees and rest here for a minute. Let me gather myself first. Ooh, I tell you, that sucker could hit. I mean, he slapped me with that, my own stick. That didn't make sense. I mean, that just didn't make sense. If I ever catch up to him, I'm going to teach him a thing or two. I had a mini baseball bat in my back pocket, and I was going to wrap his head with that thing. Oh, I was going to get off. I was practically in tears. I'm telling you, just thinking about it. Oh, had my cell phone. Oh, wait a minute. I lost my cell phone. Oh, there it is. Sorry, it was in my other pocket. Carried in my pocket, you know. I used to carry it in the case, but keep slipping off all the time.
Yeah.
We had taxi cabs, 15, 20 at a time.
Yeah.
How was anybody going to stop those? I mean, they had tires the size of tractor tires, and
they
came wobbling around the corner. Some of them almost broke their axles because they were so big.
Yeah.
Well, 5 of the 6 people that were watching the tires and watching the cabs come by had to back up 10, 15 feet. They were afraid they were going to get run over. Well, they almost did. So I finally got myself together and saw a little oven there laying on the side of the road. What the heck's an oven doing out here? I'm in a real oven. It belonged in the kitchen someplace. Somebody tossed it out of their truck or car or whatever they hauled it over there with and tossed it out. Doesn't that tick you off when you see stuff like that? I mean, it does me. I mean, I took that oven and I pulled it right back out in the middle of the road and I was going to wait. More than likely, that truck, car, whatever it was, going to come back. They always come back to the scene of the crime, you know. And it was going to be back sooner or later. I waited for that car way down the road to get here, and it wasn't coming here. I think they probably took off someplace, went some other direction, probably had some commitment of some sort. So here I am stuck in the middle of a road with this oven, like it's now my responsibility to take care of it. I don't know why they do stuff like that. I don't feel right taking care of this oven, but I'm not going to let it sit by the side of the road and rust away and deteriorate, and somebody probably shoot it with some kind of a pellet gun or something like that and throw rocks at it. I mean, what kind of a life would that be to be shot at like that and have rocks thrown at you? I wouldn't let it happen to that oven. It looked like a pretty nice oven as far as I was concerned. It had the electrical connector all set, ready to go, and looked like a lot of the dials still worked. I could click them and turn them and stuff. It was pretty nice. Where's that car when you need it? Where is that car or the truck or whatever dropped it off to show up on this spot right now when you need them? Well, I'm not taking it home. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not taking it home at all. Yeah, it reminds me of this guy named Vince. He lived up in the 3rd floor of this building. All brick. Real nice building, relatively new. And he would always look out his window, you know, kind of spread the curtains a little bit and look out the window. Well, he used to do things that nobody really liked. I mean, absolutely nobody. I don't care who it was. They didn't like what he used to do. He used to take pennies and just toss them out, one right after the other. That way, he tossed one out that way. Then he tossed another one out that way. Then he'd take another one, and he'd toss it out over there. And he'd hear them clinging and clanging as they were hitting the ground. Oh, people were afraid to walk outside. As soon as they'd walk outside, guess what would happen? You get a ping in the back of your head, and you feel a little dripping in the back of your neck. Well, he would always do that. He'd just tick me off. He would always do that stuff, and I don't know what it would take to stop him. So I told him, I looked up at him, but I have to watch it because he'd be throwing something down and catch him in the eye. And I would have to, like, point up to him while my head was pointing down. And I would go like this and shake my hand, you know what I mean? Shake my hand so he could see my hand shaking. And I would tell him right out, I'd holler at the top of my lungs as hard as I could yell. I'd say, if you throw one more penny down here, I'm going to come up there and throw you out the window. You hear that? Well, he wasn't listening. He didn't care one way or the other way. Didn't matter which way it was. It was the wrong way, as far as he was concerned. There was no right way with that guy. Absolutely no right way. He could wear a suit. He could wear a coat. He could wear a raincoat. He could wear a vest. None of them would fit. None of them would look right. None of them would appeal to anybody else. They'd just say, no. He'd have to take all of his clothes off and wear regular clothes. Standardly, he could not wear any coats of any kind. His shirts had to be strictly white, and they had to have the top button buttoned right to the top. That's the only way he looked normal, with his big thick glasses and stuff. That's the only way he would look normal as far as we were concerned. And we told him right out, you better start dressing like that all the time, look like that all the time, or we're not even going to talk to you. I'm assuming he listened to us, because since that day, he's always done just what we said. It's been over 14 years now. So I'm glad he paid attention and is cooperating. We need people like that to cooperate. You know what I mean? Those who do all this other stuff they want to do. What about us? What about what we want? You ever think of that? What about what we want? That's what I've always said. We always do what everybody else wants. Well, that ain't happening anymore. No more. I'm telling you right now, guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee it. If I rode in a kayak or if I rode in a car, it wouldn't matter. It's what I want to do. Absolutely what I want to do. If I wanted to use a razor on my face and go as fast as I want, just a script, 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 that's up to me. If I want to nick my skin, that's up to me. You know what I mean? A lot of times I'd walk around with razor cuts, half a day. Dang, them things would burn. Oh, and still bleed. But 2 in the afternoon, they'd still be bleeding. I'm a bleeder, you know. Yeah, once I bleed, I can't stop. Something about it, blood just loves to come out. I get a hole this big. I mean, we're talking tiny. It chewed out like a hose every time. I'd have to carry cups with me. You never know what was going to happen. I'd have to collect it. I didn't want it to drip all over the place. Then I'd have to clean it. You think it's fun cleaning up all that stuff? It ain't. It ain't fun at all. I'll tell you right now. And it would just tick me off. I'm telling you, when somebody say, oh, you're going to have to wipe that up. I'd say, you wipe it up. It's your floor. And I would take off out the front door. Sometimes he used the back door if the front door was locked or somebody standing in front of it. Know what I mean? That's what would happen. It happened almost every other day. They just drive me nuts, those people with the big tall hats. They'd come out there and they'd be shaking their hat off because it was raining out a little bit and splashing this water all over the place. And I'd say, hey, you're going to get me wet. And they'd say, ooh. Yeah, I'd say, ooh, to you too. And they got all shook up and stiff, you know. You could see them getting stiff. They were probably about 5'5". But by the time I got done talking with them, they were probably about almost 6 feet. That's how stiff they got. They got pretty excited, you know, when I talked to them. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's the way it was. Well, I had to go. They had to go. We both had to go. But I was going to get there before I left. And I would if I had to. But in this particular case, I didn't have to. So I never worried about it. Never concerned whatsoever. I was not in the least concerned about it. Yeah, 3 people following me on a dark street. I was a little concerned. I'll admit, I was a little concerned. But it didn't bother me. Not as long as I could keep ahead of them, about 20, 25 feet ahead of them. I would feel okay. It's when they got close to me, that's when I was a little concerned. How fast does a person have to run? If you have to run 5, 10, 15, 20 miles an hour, somebody is going to try to run faster than you. I don't get it. Or at least catch you anyway and drag you down, drop you to your knees and then flop face first onto the pavement. Oh, that's happened. Running at about maybe 17, 18 miles an hour, that's fast. You know, if it's a car, it's really slow. But if you're running 17, 18 miles an hour, whoo, try it sometime. And somebody grab you by the legs like that when you're running that fast, and you go fast forward right down the pavement, and you slide a little bit. Oh, tell me that doesn't hurt. It hurts worse, actually, about 20, 30 minutes later. But during the moment, it's not quite that bad. I will admit that. It does hurt. No doubt about it. You do see sparks in your eyes and stuff like that in your head. And you do see the bright lights flash and stuff when you hit the pavement, you know. And you slide a little bit. But it goes away. And you come to your senses and stuff like that. And you make those groaning sounds. Everybody does. They all do it. It's no different from anybody else. They all do it. I don't know one person yet that hasn't. You know, sure, they moan a little bit about being tackled, doing that 17, 18, 19, 20 miles an hour. Well, don't be running that fast on a small road. You won't get tackled. You know how they are. It's like a dog. It'll chase you if you run. If you walk, they won't. Well, that's how it ought to be. Don't run. They won't chase you. Simple solution. That's what I do. A lot of times, I feel like running. Man, I tell you, I calm myself down. I say, okay. Don't run. I just walk real slow. I might be stiff, but it doesn't matter. I still walk slow. Kind of stiff-legged? Well, they can sense it, I'm sure. But it doesn't matter. At least they're not attacking. When they attack you, that's what gets you. That's what throws you for a loop. So you just walk slow. And just keep doing it. Keep walking slow. That's what I do. You get a lot farther that way, too. You get a lot farther. You get to some protected area. You just walk slow. Nice and slow. Just slow. Stiff, doesn't matter. Keep walking. Walk slow. Just keep walking slow. Walk slow. Just keep walking slow. Walk slow. Walk slow. Just keep walking slow. Walk 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 slow.